Welcome to the Snowmobile Trail Talk Podcast, brought to you by Fast Track Traction.
Hi and welcome to Snowmobile Trail Talk. I'm your host, Chris. In this episode, we are going to go over the 2025 trail and crossover sleds. We'll go over what's new, what's missing, and give them an overall grade. First on the list is Arctic Cat. For 2025, Arctic Cat continues the conversion of the Catalyst chassis. For 2025, big news was released at Haydays with the new big Bore 858 two-stroke motor and Garmin GPS gauge. The 858 looks to make big time power and weigh less than a 600. Couple that with the lightest chassis on snow, and we think Cat will have a winner. We've been very impressed with the first batch of sleds and their reliability, which is absolutely critical to a new chassis introduction. The Catalyst also moves to a good, better, best sub-model configuration with the base level ZR and Riot, mid-tier Snow Pro, and top-tier Attack Semi-Active. This creates a price point for all fans of the model. Some people will knock Cat for not having a two-stroke turbo, but they still have the highest horsepower machine in snowmobiling with their Thundercat and ZR9000. We are very impressed with the new sleds from Cat and believe they will start grabbing back a lot of market share they lost over the years. The overall grade we give for the 2025 Arctic Cat lineup is an A. Nicely done. Next up is the recently released 2025 Polaris lineup. For the trail and crossover, they've added the 9R motor to the Assault and XCR. They also stepped up into the active suspension category with the release of their Dynamics package for the VR1. As a direct competitor to Ski-Doo's Smart Shocks, we think Polaris did a nice job to take the active suspension to the next level. The front track shock being part of the active suspension is huge, as it is notorious for being difficult to get right and often the difference in a well-handling sled and a poor-handling sled. The inertial control unit adds another dimension to control and ride comfort. So on paper, it looks to be the strongest active suspension. We'll see when more riders give it the seat test. One knock on the active suspensions currently is they do take a bit of playfulness out of the sled. We think it'd be cool to have additional modes like transfer and hookup mode. I'm sure we'll see the aftermarket have a lot of fun with this one as well. One noticeable drop of models we picked up on was the Indy XC, Switchback XC850, and the Indy Evo. We do not think these models are gone forever, but overproduced in 23 and 24, so they want to give the dealers some breathing room to sell the existing inventory. Another thing we didn't see was an anniversary edition. 2025 model year marks the 70th anniversary for Polaris, and there are no retro graphics to honor the milestone. The last time they didn't have an anniversary edition was 2010. Hopefully, they don't ignore the 75th. Lastly, Polaris made an effort to fix a lot of nagging issues riders have experienced over the years. There is a list of all the improvements in the brochure. It's nice to see a manufacturer be upfront and show how they are taking steps to improve things. In reality, most issues are minor, and a lot of consumers forget how much more maintenance a snowmobile took to keep running just 15 years ago. Overall, we think it's a solid release. New motors and new chassis are always the most exciting releases, and getting a factory mod 900 in a trail and crossover is a big deal. The Dynamics is also a huge deal, as it's another evolution of active suspension. It is rumored this lineup was supposed to be released for 2024, but with the delays, they wanted to get back on track. One can argue that the 9R should be in the VR1 or Dynamics in the XCR, but it was a poor snow season, so they need to hold back for 26, unfortunately. Overall, I give their launch a B+. For 2025, the Ski-Doo Gen 5 chassis turns 3 and was due for some improvements. The biggest knock on Ski-Doo has been a less than ideal front end compared to the competition. For 2025, Ski-Doo wanted to put that reputation to bed and drop the new Raz RX front suspension with a flatter angle, more suspension travel, and a new double keel ski. One move that will go under the radar is the ability to order the Raz RX Trail front end on a Backcountry XRS. For many years, the Assault and Backcountry XRS were competing in slightly different segments. Assault was more biased towards trail and backcountry to off-trail. The trail front end on the backcountry makes a direct competitor to the Assault and could start chipping away at that market share. The new suspension is only available on the MXC XRS and X packages and can be ordered on the Backcountry XRS. That leaves a list of sleds to receive the updated front end for 26, such as the 4-stroke Renegades and the rest of MXZs. The 850 Turbo R continues to expand in the flatland segment. It can now be ordered in the Backcountry XRS, Lynx Rave GLS, and X Terrain in addition to the MXZ XRS comp package. Also making its way to the XRS comp package is Smart Shocks. On the Lynx side, the big changes were the 900 Turbo R getting a wide body Raiden 2 chassis. The Rave series sleds move back up to 1.5 lug tracks. We didn't see any model subtractions for 25 in trail and crossover. Overall, a really strong cleanup of perceived weak points in their lineup. I give it a B+ as it shores up the leading market share lineup. 2025 marks the end of the road of Yamaha snowmobiles. No big changes were expected, and they released an identical lineup as last year with all Arctic Cat made chassis. What we were hoping for and were teased with was commemorative graphics to honor the strong legacy Yamaha is leaving behind in the sport. What we got was more of the same, and while they are sharp graphics, they do not stand out with what they've done the last 10 years. The SRX gets a last edition badging on the console on a graphic that looks pretty standard. In all reality, the black and gold SRX last year should have been the last edition, as that one is an eye-catcher. In the end, Yamaha is leaving still on top with the strongest factory motor that can be tuned to the 9s. We just wish it was dripped in a little more nostalgia. In the end, nothing other than graphics were expected from Yamaha, so we give their 2025 lineup a C. The truth is we are living in the golden age of snowmobiling. The machines all the manufacturers are making are incredible, and you cannot go wrong with any model. All of the lineups are well refined, motors making big power with reliability we wouldn't dream of, handling of big bumps and flat trails continues to amaze. Hopefully next year we get a winter worthy of these machines. Things are looking good with La Nina setting up. I'm Chris, your host. Please subscribe and thank you for listening.